Welcome to Foreman and Wolf on Food and Wine. I'm Tony Foreman.
And Chef Cindy Wolf.
And we're live on the program today. We're taking your calls, 410-662-8780, toll free 866-661-9309, or for the shy or incredibly well-written, foremanwolf@wypr.org. You can reach us via email. And Cindy,
and it's snowing.
That makes you happy.
It does, extremely. I hope it actually really snows.
And when I suggested the topic for today's program, it made you less happy.
Well, you know.
Tell the truth.
What's the topic of the program? Nutrition.
Nutrition.
So, yeah, it's just not something that I study.
Nutrition
so
and diet. It's January.
The facts aren't
it's January.
At my fingertips.
When the world is not eating chili dogs at some football playoff
that's
party.
The whole thing. It's that time of the year. Well, you're thinking, oh, I should go on a diet.
The gym memberships all go up immediately.
Right. So we should talk about nutrition.
We have with an expert. We have with us,
thank goodness, for
an expert,
Kasha.
A licensed functional nutritionist, Kasha Kynes. Good morning.
Hi, Kasha. Hello. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. So
happy
glad you're
Sunday.
With us today. I need you, okay? I don't
know
about Tony. I won't speak for Tony, but I need you, all right?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here and help.
I know how to cook it. I don't just always know the details.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Flatter myself as the balancing point that knows not actually either end of what you do in expert. Mm-hmm.
Well, Tony's going to try and play it that all I do is cook with butter, so it's not fair. So,
oh, know. Because they're not millions of witnesses. You cook unbelievably well with butter.
I do, but I also cook with other things, not just butter.
Like duck fat.
And olive oil and citrus and stock, which the only thing I can remember from culinary school
and
from nutrition class was making a vinaigrette with stock, which was actually one of my favorite vinaigrettes that I've ever had. So Kasha, can you tell us how you became a nutritionist?
Sure. By the way, I grew up with lard.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I like that. Lard is great.
Yeah,
lard is flavorful.
Long,
it's
long
got great
ago.
Flavor. It's one. Mm-hmm. Well, it's old world cooking, you know.
That's how you make good biscuits, I'd say.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and a lot of other things, empanadas too.
Yeah, we also went picking wild blueberries and mushrooms every fall.
That's nice. I grew up doing
very
that
different,
too.
Different
yeah,
story.
That's wonderful.
So I became a nutritionist when I moved to the States. Gradually, I had a very different career. I was a teacher of English. But when I moved to Michigan and started to eat, I noticed that the tomato tasted like cardboard, and then when I ate an apple, I tasted plastic.
Oh,
that's just my first experience.
Welcome to moving produce across the United States for many months.
I'm curious what year you moved here.
1996.
Oh,
first
that
time
wasn't
I,
that long ago. Oh, good
that
Lord.
That was 20 years ago.
Wow, I grew up in northern Indiana. Part of my life lived in the South when I was little, and we used to go berry picking, and I was 7 miles from the Michigan border. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to... Wow, I'm surprised you had that experience because, quite frankly, we used to pick all sorts of berries and fruits, and we got really great product.
Well, I didn't
from
pick.
Michigan.
It was just from the stores. You know, I was new to the country,
okay.
I was newly married. I went to the store and picked what they take me. So gave me. So I learned to hook up with some local farmers and pick from them, and that was different.
Okay,
but,
good.
And then I taught at the university in the middle of nowhere. You had to go through fields. Farming fields, and they were full of GMO crop, actually. Roundup Ready was just coming out, so I had to see that on top of that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of my goals for our first segment was to ask each of you ladies from your very particular perspectives the exact same questions without the other one witnessing it.
Hearing it, right.
Yes.
Right.
Hear
with
it.
And then thinking that might stimulate people to call in and ask questions. Back and forth. If
so
nothing
we're going to step out of the room while the other one's answering the question.
In the meantime, we do have an off-topic call that I think we should take because it sounds like it's a critical Sunday moment for one of our callers. So let's take Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. How are you? Is it snowing still?
It is. Just
Yay.
A little bit.
Good.
Yeah. I hope it keeps up.
Why are you making a timpano?
Well, my last name, I'm Italian by heritage, and I've never done it, and I thought it would be the perfect Super Bowl dish. So today is my test
Well,
try.
Good. Good for you. That's exciting. Isn't that what he makes in that movie with...
Big Night.
Big Night? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Okay, so what's your question?
Well, I have everything ready to assemble, and I have, lasagna-type noodles, a sheet of noodle. And my real question, my concern is that when I bake this pasta, that it will somehow stick. And I've read one recipe that says, line the Dutch oven with olive oil and another with butter. And in my mind, I'm thinking maybe I'll do a combination, but I don't want the top, what will end up being the top of the tempani to stick. Yeah. I want to make sure that it comes out of my pan cleanly. So I'm looking for some advice.
Is this a dried pasta?
It is.
Well, don't use the butter. You definitely don't, because unless it was clarified, and even that wouldn't do it. So you want to use the oil. That will help you to keep from sticking.
Yeah, brush the sheets with the oil and dust the pan with flour.
Yeah, and make sure there's no cheese or any other product coming in contact with the side of the pan. That would also help make it stick. But you may have to run a knife or even a... Do you have a flexible spatula?
Yes.
Yeah, you might want to just rim it with either one of those devices to help you get that out of there nicely.
And let it cool. Okay. And let it cool a little while in the dish before you try to empty it, because if it's smoking hot inside, it's going to be, one, dangerous when you turn it out, and two, most likely to burst apart. If you let it sort of like cool down, congeal, become itself, the pasta kind of seals a little bit in the steam, you have a better shot at getting something safe and the flavors kind of become much more amalgam.
Good for you, Mike. That's a fun journey you're on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much. Yeah, nobody mentioned flour in terms of adding that, just straight up olive oil. That seems like a fine idea. Thank you.
Sure. Good luck.
Yeah, like I said, I hope he's as good luck and as potentially a good cleaner.
Jeez.
All right, so
I'm sure it'll be delicious.
We should do questions then.
Okay, so I'm stepping out.
We should
do
questions then. We'll do Kasha first. All right.
I
hope you're ready for all the pressure that comes with this.
Oh my gosh, so much pressure.
So, and we're obviously live this afternoon. It's 410-662-8780, or toll free 866-661-9309 if you have a question for either chef or nutritionist or anyway. So. The questions that I had...
Oh, I have a long list there.
No. My handwriting is just terrible. Okay. And this is your perspective, your personal perspective as well as your professional perspective. There's no way not to blend the two at some point, right? So the first question is, three foods you should consume every day.
Ah, I like that question. Okay.
I'm glad.
I may surprise you, or not. Actually, I would say garlic... I would say cilantro or parsley or green onion. And I would say broccoli or anything from the cabbage family. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Some people hate cilantro, so if you have the gene snip for it and you just don't have the enzyme to taste it right, then I would say parsley or dillweed.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I love cilantro. Okay, next question. The five healthiest things you regularly eat. Yourself.
Healthiest? Does it mean delicious too?
I don't know. This is your personal and my professional
personal
perspective.
The healthiest foods I eat. Oh my gosh, I don't know which the five are. I love quinoa, almonds, walnuts, broccoli, again. How many did I mention?
That's four.
Apples or pears, very simple, and berries. There's your five, maybe.
You said lots now.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best thing you ever ate?
Oh. I think it's the memory of what my mom makes, actually, for Christmas, which is herring. Where I grew up, it's on the Baltic Sea, so we can actually pick up herring that was freshly caught and preserved in salt. So she would keep it in water for a couple of days to get the salt out, and so it would be raw. And then she had this wonderful sour cream a surprising combination: sour cream, apples, and onions all together poured over that herring. And she would serve it with cooked potatoes. That's it.
All right. So that may not be the same thing that's on everyone's list in Baltimore. But that's very interesting.
No.
And what do you think is the most dangerous food or drink that people consume?
Oh, you caught me here. Most dangerous. One. I would say probably soda. People consume every day. Let's stay with soda.
Soda.
Or especially diet soda.
That's probably not a controversial answer.
Probably not. I mean, there's many I just can't think of, like, out of the blue, out of the pocket, my sleeve.
So, all right, when we come back on Formula Wolf on Food and Wine on WYPR, we're going to bring Chef Cindy Wolf back in the studio and have her answer the same five questions. And we'll see just how different these are, and we can begin a discussion. Okay. All of that and more on WYPR.